Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Turning setbacks to comebacks. Did you know that there are over 1 billion disabled people and families around the world today? That's about one in every six people have a disability or are part of a family of someone who has a disability. In part one of this two-part special, Johnny Erickson Tada and her husband Ken Tada shared how they came to know Jesus Christ. They also shared how they met, how the Lord helped them through some very difficult times as a married couple in dealing with Johnny's disability, and lessons they learned in turning those limitations into assets. Really, how God took those limitations and leveraged them into incredible assets today that have impacted literally millions of people with a compounding effect over decades of ministry. Today, Johnny will share about how within the church there are some gaps, major gaps in the body of Christ when it comes to ministering to the disabled, but not only identifying those so-called gaps, but providing ways in which ministries, practical ministries in local churches today can make a difference in the lives of those who have disabilities, those people and their families. How could those gaps be filled? Well, she'll share that. And what about discovering ministry and ministry leadership? You know, Johnny has been in ministry leadership for a long time and has literally ministered to people all over the world as a Christian leader. She'll share about some certain ministry qualities of leadership that will be invaluable to you and to me. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have this show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, however tough time you may be having right now, the Lord loves you and knows you, and He's here to encourage you, to build you up, to lift you up, and to remind you of His love, even at this very moment. Johnny Erickson Tada, well, she's the founder and Chief Executive Officer of Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. She's an international advocate for people with disabilities. A diving accident in 1967 left Johnny Erickson, she was 17, left her a quadriplegic in a wheelchair, unable to use her hands. After 2 years of rehabilitation, she emerged with new skills and a fresh determination to help others in similar situations. Her best-selling autobiography, which became a feature film, has been translated into many languages. She's traveled to 45 nations, written over 70 books and magazine articles, has a daily radio program that reaches more than 1 million people each week, and has received numerous honorary doctorates. She has received multiple awards from prestigious organizations, which includes recently being inducted to the National Religious Broadcasters Hall of Fame. She's been featured on TV shows like Larry King Live, ABC World News Tonight, as well as radio shows like Focus on the Family. She's married to Ken Tada, a retired history teacher and football coach. He's a member of the International Board of Directors of Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. This interview was done at their headquarters in Agoura Hills, California. And so now join me in part two in this heart-to-heart moment with Johnny and Ken. You know, we seem to have a yearning to want to be free. We want to have full expression. We want to be able to do what we want to do. We want our dreams to come true. And, you know, when we talk about, you mentioned limitations, limitations that you've had. But that's something we all can relate with. We all have certain limitations. How has the Lord shown you how to transform limitations into assets?
Oh, that's a great question, Danny. And you certainly have done that in your own life, in your own testimony. I read your book, and wow, it was so inspiring to see how you turned what could have been a terrible liability in your life, the limitations that resulted from your fall from that cliff, and the pain, the physical pain that you no doubt still deal with. It's amazing to see how you've turned that into an asset, even with this radio program. That's just so admirable. For me personally, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Every morning when I wake up, my eyes are still closed. And we all know that moment when we're awake, our head's on the pillow, but we have not yet opened our eyes. And in those few seconds before we open our eyes, oh my goodness, battles are either won or lost for the day. Because right there is where our attitude is put into place, you know, our perspective on the day. What kind of an attitude are we going to wake up with? And for me, while my head is on that pillow and my eyes are still closed and I'm awake, I'm thinking, oh, God, I have no courage for this day. I have no strength for this day. I need your courage. I cannot do quadriplegia. I'm so tired of it. But, Lord, I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. And Danny, the gospel truth is, by 7:35 in the morning, when the girls come into my bedroom to, you know, give me a bed bath and get me dressed and get me sitting up in my wheelchair facing the day, I've already got joy hard fought for and sent straight from heaven. So that's how you turn a liability, a limitation, into an asset. You let it become that sheepdog that drives you to the cross of Jesus Christ, where you know full well that you've got nowhere else to turn but to him. So our limitations are those things which push us into the breast of our Savior. And the choice is ours. You know, we can either let those sufferings do that, push us down the road to Calvary, where otherwise we might not be humanly inclined to go, or we can do the Jude 16 route. We can grumble and complain. I choose to make the limitation into an asset, just as you said. And we have the choice to do that each and every day.
When I came in today, I looked at your paintings on the wall, and I marveled at you know, when it came into the Johnny French International Disability Center, looked at those paintings and marveled at the intricate detail in which you have did your drawings and paintings, and I've seen them in books, and people have seen them in cars. They've given those away, and you did it with your mouth, a paintbrush in your mouth. You don't have the ability to use your hands like a million other people, and yet God created something magnificent, and he continued to produce that over and over again with your creative genius that he gave to you. Someone who listens right now is looking at their situation and feeling like, it's done for me. Mm. And it seems like when it would have been a it's done for me moment, it became a moment of opportunity for you. And, you know, Johnny, I think about families. You mentioned a billion families of people with disabilities worldwide. What are some major gaps in the body of Christ that you've observed when it actually comes to ministering to the disabled?
Well, sometimes I think we in the church feel that other people more qualified, more skilled, more committed will take care of those people and their needs. We tend to separate ourselves from them. We don't see ourselves as with them in their suffering. You know, Christ had such compassion for those who suffered. And compassion literally means come, that means with, and passion, that means suffering. With suffering, we come alongside people with suffering, and we bear their burden, we carry their load, we share their joys. But I think when it comes to, let's say, a family who has a son with autism and maybe other multiple disabilities, or a family whose child has cerebral palsy, we tend to look at those folks as, quote, different. You know, we don't quite know what to say, and we don't want to put ourselves in awkward situations, so we end up not saying anything and not doing anything for fear of embarrassing them and ourselves. But if we could only look past the social stigma, and if we could only look at them through the eyes of Christ, we would reach out. We would want to come alongside and suffer along with them. And we would want our churches to be prepared places to embrace them in their need. I think attitudes are still the basic roadblock that the body of Christ is still experiencing when it comes to embracing these families, which is so ironic because 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 22 says, quote, those who seem to be weaker, okay, they're not really weaker. I mean, in many aspects, they are God's flannel graphs of how mm-hmm. his power can show up best through their weaknesses, okay? Those yes. who seem to be weaker are, and I love this word, indispensable in the body of Christ. They're indispensable. Why are they indispensable? Well, for one thing, their family needs provide the context in which the rest of the church can practice a little Christianity with its sleeves rolled up. And serve and help and support and give and come alongside. Secondly, I think they're indispensable because, as I just mentioned, people with disabilities and their families provide the audiovisual aid to the rest of the church. You know, because people who suffer greater conflict always have something to say to those who suffer lesser conflict. And we need to look to see what lessons we can learn by watching a woman in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis lift her hands in praise to God on a Sunday morning and sing, even though her lungs are limited, sing with joy and thanksgiving to her God. That can speak volumes to the rest of a congregation.
I think sometimes as we watch somebody worshiping God, we watch somebody responding to the Lord, We don't always get a chance to hear what they're thinking, hear what they're saying to the world around them. What would that person with cerebral palsy be wanting to tell the many people who have not even noticed that they're there, or have noticed, but is try to play it off like someone else will take care of that person, almost with a neglect? What would they want to say?
Well, I think most people with significant disabilities, whether it's spina bifida, cerebral palsy, autism, inside they are just like you and me. They would want to say, treat me like you would want to be treated. The rule of thumb for me is treat me just like you would want someone to treat you if you were in my position. So reach out. Spend time with me. Converse with me. Yeah, it might take a while, and sure, you might have to ask me to repeat certain phrases you might not understand, but be patient. Put on a little long suffering and just hang with me for a while and get to know me. I've got hopes. I've got dreams. My disability doesn't define me. I have views about God. I have family. I have friends. I have favorite sports heroes. I have favorite movies. I have comments on current events. I mean, the disability doesn't necessarily define the person. That person on the inside is a person, just like you and me, who has hopes, dreams, values, opinions, thoughts, memories that are all worth listening to.
Let's face it. I mean, we all, we look through our eyes, and it's really through the prism and a lens, and looking at the world outside of us. And it's like we're window shopping. You know, you look from the outside in, and we kind of pick what we like. We choose certain things that are acceptable to us, a little bit attractive to us. We pick those things out. And, you know, the other things that aren't so appealing, we just kind of brush it aside. Sometimes, and I'm not speaking just about you. I'm speaking about myself included. More times than I would want to admit, more times than I've even realized, I've done that very thing to somebody who is a human being just like you and me. But they have a disability. They might look a little bit different than how we think a normal person should look. Have certain abilities or lack of certain abilities that we think a person should have. And somewhere in my mind, somewhere in my heart, there's been a, and again, it's not easy to say this, but you know what? In this program, I think one of the key aspects of it is honesty. I mean, can we just be open about things? Is that I've somehow looked at them and thought they were less than me because they couldn't do what I could do. And what I've been guilty of, actually, is lowering their value, and they are equal to, perhaps maybe even more valuable. Let's just go there, okay? And who they are and what they're able to do, what they're able to think, what they're able to offer the world. And I don't know if maybe you've been there. Maybe you and I can hold hands on this in this relatable point. But God looks at people, not just the outward appearance. He looks at people's hearts. And you know, the flip side of it is I've wished that there were times when people would look at my heart. And not just my external appearances. You know, I know what it's like to walk around with a cane, with bandages around my head, being literally emaciated after my fall, having had a traumatic brain injury with stitches on my face and all over my head and a huge cast on my leg and people staring. And I know they probably looked at me and they thought, oh, well, what happened to that guy? Man, he looks like he got run over by a train. So it kind of makes it even worse, I guess, from my standpoint, to come across in the way that I described earlier. But the point is this: God loves people, and He loves people. Maybe, shall we say, there's a special part in His heart that has just an extra overwhelming tinge of a reservoir of love for people who have disabilities. And many people haven't even tapped into that. And maybe one way of tapping into it is by expressing from the sincerity of our heart love and affection and attention with a sincere heart to them, just like Johnny has shared. You know, when we come back from our break, I asked Johnny a question. She paused a little bit, but then, of course, she's so eloquent. She went on and answered it with such profundity in the way that she has, and really somebody who has spoken to wide audiences, literally millions of people through the years. I asked her about, what about if you had a chance to speak to a large crowd, larger than most people will ever speak to, but they're non-believers. They don't believe in God. Really, they're atheists. Maybe they even hate the word God. They don't even want to think about it. What would you say, Johnny, from your vantage point to an audience like that? She's going to answer it now. Stay with us. We'll be back and you'll hear it from her. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's been said a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, what if you're able to walk inside that picture, somebody that you've admired for years, respected from a distance, but you're able to go in and you actually are able to sit with them and talk with them? Ah, it's more than a thousand words. I mean, it speaks with such depth and such richness, such wealth when you have that kind of experience. And I've had that experience, and I'm sharing it with you. It's an experience with Johnny Erickson Tada and her husband Ken Tada. Johnny has been well known throughout the years, not only in the Christian world, but beyond the Christian world. Recently, she spoke in the Los Angeles Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, and I had the privilege of being there to see her. I mean, the dignitaries of dignitaries, the top business leaders were all there, and there's Johnny there on her wheelchair speaking about the marvelous words of what Christ has done in her life and what Christ can do in the lives of others who would come to him humbly, simply, just as they are. And she is worth a picture, more than just a picture, when you see what God can do through someone who has a disability. You know, I asked Johnny in this interview, as you listen to this, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm Danny Yamashiro. By the way, as you're listening, you might be thinking, I heard the tail end of that last segment, but I want to hear the whole thing. I've got more than that for you. Catch this now. You can download this program for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org, but this is part two of a two-part special, and you can get both there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But more than that, I want to ask you if you could do something for me, okay? Take this and pass it on to a friend or family member who you know who would benefit from this. And I can already sense, as you're listening, you say to yourself, okay, I know who would really be encouraged, who can use this right now. And we're not just talking about disability, physical disabilities. We all have setbacks in life that a story like this and an interview like this can really boost someone where they need it most. Johnny is here to talk more with us, heart to heart. Here's Johnny Erickson Tada. Johnny, let's imagine, I mean, you've spoken to large audiences. Let's just imagine there's 1 billion people just in front of us, and you're speaking, and they're listening, but none of them are Christians. Some don't even believe God exists. Some don't even like the thought of God. And some others, they have other faith backgrounds. What would you say? What would you say to them?
Wow, that's a good question, okay? Me sitting in front of a billion people who don't know Jesus? Okay, let me give it a try here. I think I would say to that large group, hey, you people, do you see the smile on this face? Do you see this? Well, this was not given by some meditating mystic of a guru of a god who sits on some mountaintop contemplating his navel or twiddling his thumbs. No. I have power in my life to smile, not in spite of my disability, but because of it, only through Jesus Christ. And I'm just one beggar telling all you, the rest of the beggars, where the bread's at. Jesus is the bread of life. And although he hates sin, and okay, I know that's an offensive word, I know you might not like it, it mainly means stiff-necked, stubborn, rebellious pride. He hates that because it is what separates you from God. And so would you join me tomorrow morning or even right now and just bring that stiff-necked, stubborn pride of yours, the itchiness to get things your own way, that desire to put the spotlight on yourselves and not give anybody else credit. Call it what you will, it's sin. Would you bundle it up and join me in bringing it to the foot of the cross, laying it down, and then inviting this incredible Jesus, this wonderful God, to sit on the throne of your life, so that not only you'll be assured of forgiveness of sins and a home in heaven, but, oh my goodness, you can join me tomorrow morning in waking up with a smile on your face, because you will have the big picture. You'll know that God is in charge of even the most painful things in your life. Your suffering will have a purpose. So trust this Jesus Christ, this God-man who came to earth to show us the way through suffering, how to smile, not in spite of the problems, but because of them. And it begins by bundling up that pride and putting it at the foot of his cross.
Johnny, leadership, Christian leadership. You've been a Christian leader for years, and your influence has grown. What have you discovered in your ministry to be the most important thing for a Christian leader to do?
Oh, my. That's a good question. I think the most important thing is to model your leadership through service. Mm-hmm. Every good leader is a good servant. And no one is above his co-workers. No one is above his co-employees. No one, no Christian leader is above those who follow. Christ is the head, the Bible tells us. And we are his sinews, joints, and ligaments, all fitting together. So I think good leadership will continue to point everybody else to the head, Jesus Christ. And as long as we take our directives from him, then we can all serve together. And I think that's a great prescription for successful Christian leadership.
The organization, Johnny and Friends International Disability Center, your ministry has grown. I mean, this is a real season of impact. Have you seen, Johnny, over the years of ministry, sort of an ebb and flow in your ministry development?
Well, I think the three ingredients that are key to the success of any ministry is, number one, need. Is there a real need? Number two, do you have a vision to meet that need? Number three, do you have the organizational capacity to put that vision into effect to meet the need? I think because the needs are so great in the disability community, 1 billion people around the world, 80% of whom live in poverty, because the need is so great, we have never lacked vision. Jesus himself says, go out, find the disabled, and bring them in. The only place where our ministry has ebbed and flowed is in organizational capacity. At some times, you know, our organizational capacity has been a little thin. But when we cast the vision to people and let them see what the need is and what Jesus said in Luke 14, then We can bring alongside many more giving friends and many more praying friends and many more participating friends who will roll up their sleeves and volunteer with us and join us in the movement. So I think what has happened is that need, vision, and organizational capacity have translated into a very powerful movement. And it's just wonderful to be on the crest of that wave and to bring on many more praying friends and volunteering friends and giving friends who will join that movement.
So many have stood by you and Ken and your leadership. So many have really figuratively held hands with you in the great work that the Lord has called you to do. What goes on in your heart when you think about a volunteer that's, you know, 1,000 miles away, that is working with you, serving in your ministry capacity? What goes on there?
That's a good question, because just moments before we sat down to do this interview, I answered a quick email from such a volunteer who's down in Peru. Right now, even as we speak, volunteering at one of our international family retreats. We hold retreats for special needs families all across the United States, 25 of them this summer, serving thousands of special needs families. But we also hold them overseas. And just this week, we're holding one down in Peru. And it was so exciting to read her email. Oh, my goodness, it brought tears to my eyes. It was from Kara, sweetheart. Mm. And she said, "Johnny, I'm coming home with my heart filled to overflowing from so much hugging and so much laughing and so much crying, demonstrating the love of Jesus to these dear people." And she shared with me a couple of photographs of some of the special needs families that they had been serving. And to see her enthusiasm just jump off that email, and to see the smile in her words, and to see that photograph, I am so proud, I am so humbled, I am so honored to labor alongside people like that volunteer down at our family retreat right now in Peru. And I've got another email in my inbox that I haven't answered yet, but I saw the subject line, and it's from one of our volunteers down in Cuba this week, delivering wheelchairs and Bibles. And I can't wait till we're done here, and I'll go back to my office and open up that email and see what's happening in Cuba. I am honored to labor alongside these volunteers. These are the ones on the front lines making it happen.
You know, some people, and there aren't many of them, and we need more of them in our world today, in our country today, in our state, wherever we are. Some people, they make more deposits than they do withdrawals. I mean, when you encounter them, it feels like they've put so much more into your life than they've taken. They've given more, and you've received more. And that, such is the case with Johnny Erickson Tara and Ken Tara. They are making deposits. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I'm going to share with you something very, very special. It will really hit home with you and me, with us, of another deposit that Johnny made. It's a special feature that she has on her Johnny and Friends radio program. It's something that will be played. It's being heard on over 1,100 radio stations across the country and other parts of the world. You'll be able to hear it. And the audience is over 1 million people. Can you imagine touching that many on a regular basis? Well, this one's going to touch you too, because it connects us and Johnny and the Lord. So stay with us. You don't want to miss this now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Indeed, this is one of those rare, those unique moments that you get when you do radio and ministry. You know, when God opens up an opportunity for you to spend time with someone who you've been respecting and admiring for years and years and years, someone who has not only the influence, acclaim, but ministry impact, people all over the world, and you really see the hand of God on them and really the kiss of God's grace on their ministry. I'm talking about Johnny Erickson Tada, her husband Ken Tada. They're here with me in the exclusive interview that we did at their Johnny and Friends Disability International Disability Center headquarters in Agoura Hills, California. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's such a blessing to have you with us. If you're tuning in right now and you're wondering, hey, what did I miss? I'm going to listen to the rest of this, but can I get the whole show? The answer is absolutely yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get the download for free. But I would also, as we normally do, encourage you to send it to a family member or friend, because it will certainly encourage them as well. As you're listening to this, you can probably already think of someone that you can bless with this. Just consider it like a gift that you're sending to someone to better their life. In this segment, we have the remainder of this exclusive interview with Johnny and Ken, and then a special feature that Johnny invited me to be a part of, to share my story as part of her Johnny and Friends radio program. I think you would be encouraged by that as well. But now, let's take this time with Johnny Erickson Tada and her husband, Ken Tada. JohnnyandFriends.org. I mean, there's so much happening in your ministry there. When I go to JohnnyandFriends.org, I see words from you, a radio ministry, a television ministry, different ministry opportunities. Wheels, you mentioned Wheels for the World. What's that?
Wheels for the World is a wonderful program through which we collect used but serviceable wheelchairs here stateside. And then we ship them to any one of 14 prisons stateside, where inmates volunteer to shape up, shine up, clean up these wheelchairs, put in new ball bearings, put in foam inserts on the tires, new leather backing, everything to make them look showroom new. And then through partnerships with corporations like FedEx, we get these wheelchairs to the docks. They're shipped overseas. where Christian physical therapists who will have raised their own financial support to join a Wheels for the World team will travel with us to then take those wheelchairs and perfectly hand-fit them to some child with a disability or an adult. And sometimes those wheelchair fittings can take 3, 4, 5 hours. I've been there. I've been in a wheelchair distribution and watched their incredible compassion for these disabled children and adults. And then, after that child or adult is fitted to the wheelchair properly, then they're given a Bible in their own language and introduced to a local pastor who, in their own language, will give them the gospel of Jesus and invite them to church. So it's a wonderful program through which we have distributed tens of thousands of wheelchairs, and as many people, if not more, have heard the good news of Jesus through it all. So Wheels for the World's a wonderful program, and our family retreats, and, of course, the radio program that I do, Johnny and Friends, and the television program. Oh, my goodness, I'm getting tired listing all these things that we do, but it's great fun to have great people work alongside you.
But, Johnny, I think one thing that you mentioned that's important to say, the wheelchairs are only a way of transporting the gospel into some of these countries.
Right.
Yeah. And that's been our desire, is to be able to share the gospel and to do it in a way that would best help these disabled folks. And the thing with the wheelchairs is that we don't just drop wheelchairs off. Those volunteers that Danny was mentioning, you know, they have the opportunity to share the gospel. And, you know, each person is fitted properly to these wheelchairs. So that's very key.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, it's like, oh, we want to share the gospel with 1 billion people with disabilities around the world. How will we do that? Well, let's see. They need wheelchairs. That's an idea. Let's give a wheelchair as an entree to share the good news of Jesus. You know, that's the order of priority. The whole thinking of all of our programs are, how can we get these people with disabilities into the kingdom of Christ? And then comes the program after that, whether it's a wheelchair delivery or a family retreat or whatever.
The vision and the meeting of the immediate need. It's sort of like how Jesus made sure he fed the multitudes bread, fill up their stomachs, give them something to eat, and they become open to receiving his message. Somehow, Johnny, Ken, somehow love makes more sense to my heart when a certain need is met, and you're certainly doing that. A parting shot, Johnny. Someone right now, they feel like they've got their back against the wall. They're just going through a tough time. They're facing a challenge. It's a daunting challenge. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They're either on the verge of giving up, or they're like saying, you know, I think I'm going to give up. What would you say?
Well, let me read this Bible verse from Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. It says, "But your citizenship is in heaven." Okay, that's a great way to start off right there. Christian, if you're listening to me and you feel overwhelmed and burdened by your struggles and your difficult marriage or your dead-end job, remember, your citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. That's such an invigorating verse, because that's the big picture. I would tell our audience, don't forget the big picture. This life is so transitory. It's but a blip on the eternal screen. We're going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Our glory, fleshly glory, is like a flower that withers and fades in the summer sun. The big picture is we are going to heaven. That's the bottom line for every believer. So what that means is everything you do down here on earth every single day, every little drastic obedience, every little smile you give, every time you trust God in the toughest of times, that has a direct bearing on your capacity for joy and worship and service in heaven. Remember the story of Rumpelstiltskin, how he could take straw and weave it into gold? Well, that's what I like to look as the Christian's responsibilities to the hardships in life. Hey, today's tough times. That's your polished straw. Start weaving it into gold with a good attitude, an uncomplaining spirit, according to Jude 16, and a perspective that Jesus is coming back to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a small thing. I'll put you now in charge of 10 cities. Of course, I don't know if I really want to do that in heaven, be in charge of 10 cities, but you get the point. The proportionality is what God is going for here. The proportionality of our small little obedience down here on earth and the rich, massive reward in heaven, which we will then all cast our crowns at the feet of Jesus. That's the big picture. Friend, don't ever forget that.
Johnny, Ken, this has been one of the greatest privileges of my life.
Oh, come on. Absolutely. Oh, gee. Well, thank you for
that. Thank you so much for sharing your heart and your life and the life of Christ in and through you to our dear listeners. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Danny. And blessings to all our listeners, all our friends here.
Thank you, Danny.
You know, if that weren't enough, there's more. The time with Johnny and Ken is one of those crystallized moments that you treasure. But I'm grateful that I could share it with you, and that makes it all the more deep, profound, and incredibly, well, shall I say, invaluable. But there's more. You know, Johnny had invited me. She has a radio program. It's called Johnny and Friends. It airs on over 1,100 radio outlets, stations across the country and overseas. Her weekly listening audience is over 1 million people. And by the grace of God, she invited me to be a guest on her show. It's a four-minute clip that airs every day, weekdays. And it's always encouraging, always uplifting, equipping. But she invited me to share my story, my testimony on it. And again, it will be heard by so many people. And I wanted to share that with you, you know, heart to heart here, right? How much I appreciate you being with me, with us, and allowing us to be a part of your life. We're really holding hands together. And through it all, if you don't know the Lord, we want to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're walking with the Lord, to strengthen you in your faith. And I hope this does that. Listen, enjoy, let the Holy Spirit minister to your heart.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson-Tata, and welcome to Johnny and Friends. Well, as you know, on this program, I always, always love sharing stories of people who have overcome huge obstacles, especially injuries where there results a lot of pain. And I have on the line today Danny Yamashiro, my friend in Hawaii. Danny, welcome to the program.
Johnny, it's a blessing to be with you.
And you got to tell us what happened so many years ago. What was that accident all about?
Johnny, I was 18 years old. I took my 16-year-old girlfriend up to a historic lookout in Hawaii. It's called the Pali Ridge. We were 10 feet from the top of the ridge. It was a free climb, no ropes, no safety mechanisms, no nothing. And she apparently grabbed onto one of the roots or rocks right below me, and she slipped and fell 20 feet. And it was in my attempt to go down and rescue her where I suddenly slipped and fell headfirst 300 feet.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing you didn't break your neck.
On my way down, I hit my head on a rock at least once. My skull was fractured in several places. My organs were smashed. My left ankle was shattered. And that was just the beginning.
How were you rescued?
Well, it was in the attempt to rescue me. It was an amazing way of how they actually found me. But when they did find me, they caught this all on television cameras. I suddenly moved and fell another 100 feet.
Wow. And eventually you were brought to safety, taken to a hospital. Do you deal with pain?
My head injury was so severe, the doctors, nurses didn't give my parents much hope. That was the thing, the traumatic brain injury. That triggered a series of events, extended period of several years of deep, dark depression. it affected me socially. I was socially awkward for a long time. But the Lord used that as a means to, number one, draw me closer to Him, and number two, prepare me for the work that He was calling me to do.
You know, Danny, your story is so much like many I hear, in that when there is great brokenness, great tragedy in a life, God uses it to draw us, to push us closer to Him. You found that to be true, haven't you?
Absolutely. In fact, it was in my complete brokenness that I experienced a spiritual awakening. And that depth of despair, the desperation of calling out to God, and really seeing and experiencing His love in the midst of brokenness. Not anything I could offer Him, but Him being able to take a broken person who says, "Lord, if You can make something out of a person like me, have Your way."
Wow.
And actually seeing Him do it has been an amazing thing.
What portion of Scripture do you often hold on to as an anchor?
Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. "Do not call to mind the former things, or ponder things in the past. For behold, I shall do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
Talk about a great perspective on the future. You get a chance to share this message through your book, and tell us the title.
The title is Paradise Calls.
And you know what? You've also got a radio program over there in Hawaii called Good Life Hawaii. I'm going to encourage all of our listening friends, if ever you are in Hawaii on vacation, go to the Salem radio station there in Honolulu and listen to Danny's program. Danny, you're amazing.
Johnny, thank you.
Any closing words for our listeners?
The amazing love of God, who loves us in our brokenness, and it's through that where the hope of Christ can be known and experienced.
Amen to that. Danny, thank you. Mahalo, friend.
That was a special time that I had with Johnny Erickson Tada, on her feature weekday daily broadcast, Johnny and Friends, airing across 1,100 stations with a weekly audience of over 1 million people. You know, dreams, visions, open doors of opportunities, all those things come to my mind when I think about how can God take somebody that, is sort of a lost teenager. Well, not sort of, a lost teenager. Yeah. And is trying to find meaning in life, trying to search to find His way. Some of the dreams He had, I'm speaking of myself, obviously, some of the dreams I had, you know, whether it was in sports and other kinds of things that I had propped up for myself as to be the way that I wanted to live my life. When those things didn't come to pass, I became disillusioned, confused as a teenager. Of course, you know, teenagers feel a certain sense of invulnerable strength. They're going to live forever, right? But you start experiencing life and the variables of life, the things that take place, and you can't have prepared for it. You can't, you can never have predicted certain things, and you realize you're mortal, so certainly mortal, but that there are weaknesses, and weaknesses with pride, gosh, that can be a real destructive thing. And there I was, a broken man, 16, 17, 18 years old, just turned 18, and this happened. I fell from the poly. And then through that brokenness, utter brokenness, head, scalp torn off, head shattered in multiple places, organs smashed, ankle fractured in pieces. And the Lord gave me a new beginning, a new heart, a new start, with a new heart that He changed in my life, and called me to go wherever He would send me to tell people about the love and hope and purpose that is found in Jesus Christ. Johnny Erickson Tada turned an absolute near disaster when she became a quadriplegic as a young lady. And she turned that, or allowed God to turn that, into something that is literally reaching hundreds and hundreds of millions of people every single day. And now I get to be a part of her ministry. She's been gracious to be a part of our ministry. And now, together with you, we are really linking arms, holding hands, and bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, that he can take broken people, make them whole again, and give them a new beginning, and they can experience, and I'm speaking not they, I'm speaking you, can experience the newness of life and the fullness of life unlike you've ever experienced before. Because when you come to Christ and you come just the way you are in all your brokenness, in your incompleteness, and in your sinfulness, Christ is able to take that. And through his shed blood on the cross and the forgiveness that he gives, because he died in your place and mine and Johnny's and Ken's, when you put your trust in him, all your wrongs are made right in the eyes of God. And you have the full capacity given by the Lord to live the life that you were intended to live. And that's why we have this show. It's to bring you hope. And to find out more, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. We've got people on a regular basis coming to know Christ through our program and our website. And also, we minister to people by prayer, and we have some other resources there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And this is just a way to share with you a two-part special. To me, an epic moment, a milestone moment in our ministry, in having Johnny Erickson Tada and Ken Tada here as our featured guests. It's been a special time to be with you, to share the hope of Christ, the hope of Christ with his arms open wide. Oh, there need not be any shame. There not need to be any despicable feelings of rejection. No, not with the Lord. You come as you are, limping, broken, sore, whatever it might be, in your utter sinfulness. But Christ can embrace all of that, kiss you, embrace you with his love, and make you whole. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories. I want to invite you to have someone listen in and be inspired. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And to do that, you can get resources at thegoodlifehawaii.org. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you've suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Johnny Erickson Tada and Ken Tada. More at johnnyandfriends.org. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.